Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki. We're discussing chapter 30 of the 10th canto. Now we've come to verse 37, but we were finishing verse 36 yesterday. And we were quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya is experiencing these same moods, and he's discussing and he's giving pravachan to Rupa Goswami Pad, I believe in Dashashwamedha Ghat, and which is in near Allahabad in UP. And they met together for 10 days, and Lord Chaitanya taught Rupa Goswami many wonderful subjects which are contained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhilila chapter 19 and 20 or so. That's called Rupa Shiksha. So in there, Lord Chaitanya is teaching about Ras and Radha and Krishna and many subjects. So when he's teaching Rupa Goswami about Madhurya Ras and the love of the gopis, then he quotes these same verses that were some of the same verses that we're discussing, such as verse number 36. So we were starting to read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita yesterday to hear some of the teachings on Prema Tattva from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll continue with that. This is Lord Chaitanya speaking to Rupa Goswami, and this is chapter 19 of Madhya Lila, verse 232. Kanta bhava nijangadiya karina sevan atta eva madhurasera haya panchagun. The subject is Madhurya Ras, the love of the gopis and Krishna. And he's saying, in the parakya mood of amorous love, because madhur ras means the love of the man and woman, or Krishna and the gopis, that's called parakya, and the love of Krishna and his queens of Dwarka, or the love of Lakshmi and Narayan and Vaikuntha, is called Madhurya Rati of Swakya, Madhurya Ras Swakya Bhav. So he's saying, Kanta Bhava Nijanga Diya Karina Sivan. In the parakya mood of amorous lovers, the Brajagopis and Avradharani and their divine, beautiful bodies are fully engaged in Krishna's seva. Therefore, in Madhurati, all the qualities of the five rasas are fully manifest. Actually, although we prepared for this class is about 2 months ago, even yesterday I was, without even looking at these references, I was speaking about mamata and how we have to develop this mood of mamata, mindness towards Krishna. And I mentioned that these are the two primary aspects of Murti Puja. The whole purpose of doing Murti Puja for anyone who has a Murti, Giriraj, Govardhan Shila, or Radhan Krishna, or Shalagram, Jagannath, Gornitai. The whole purpose is two points, to develop mamata and to develop the personhood, that Krishna is a person, he's a supreme person, and the second point is that Krishna is mine. And I mentioned yesterday, a small repeat, that we have so much mamata. Since millions of lifetimes and millions of births, we're expressing possessiveness and mamata towards those around us. Even I cited the example, if by chance we were ever in a monkey's body or some other type of animal form or beast form, even there we find mamata, possessiveness, and a mood of my monkey babies. And we cited the example, a mother monkey is very possessive and very protective and attached. Because the mood of possession or mamata bhav means I'm very attached and I feel this person is mine and I want to protect my attachment and want to always be with my attachment. So lo and behold, yesterday in verse 231 of chapter 19, we heard about the quality of madhura rase krishna nishcha seva atishai sakyara ashankoch. Asankoch, lalana mamata adik hai. that in this Madhura Ras, they're completely fixed on the service and pleasure of Krishna, and they have extra intense feelings of mamata towards Krishna, mamata adik. So in this verse, we're finding out Kante Bhav Nijanga, that they off Nija Anga means my own body. And Kantabhav is another way of saying the mood of the lover. The queens of Dwarka, they love Krishna, they have Kantabhav. And the gopis of Vrindavan, they love Krishna, they have Kantabhav. So that's why we say, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. So the Kanta, Radhakanta, the lover of Radhakanta, Krishna is the lover of Radharani and all the gopikas. So Kanta Bhave Nija Anga Dia Karina Sevan. It's very easy. On the platform of being the beloved, this is the basic definition of amorous love, which is different than any other rasas. If Krishna's mother, Krishna's friends, Krishna's servants, and Krishna's neutral supporters and servants, they offer so many things to Krishna and so many sevas, but they don't offer their full bodies, offer their bodies in the service of Krishna. So Rupa Goswami is learning from Lord Chaitanya. These are the characteristics and the definition and nature and difference of this Madhurya Ras. And without looking at this verse yesterday, I was saying how in Madhurya Ras you have all the five rasas are combined there. Just like in earth, if you take earth, you'll find all the five objects of the senses there. Earth has form, has smell, has touch, has taste, and it has sound. You ever hear an earthquake? That's when the earth is making heavy sound. She's not angry. Or you ever hear a volcano? Volcano's sound is coming from the earth. It's like a tremendous sound. So these five things, and in this verse, what do we see in 2:32? Ateva Madhura Raser Haya Pancha Gun. The qualities, the gun of the Pancha Rasa, the five rasas of Vrindavan, they each have their distinctive quality of Shanta and Dasya and Sakya. Shanta and Dasya, Sakya and Vatsalya and Madhurya. They all have their qualities. And Madhurya has all the qualities. Now it's mentioning that the qualities of yesterday, for example, the qualities of Vatsalya are nourishing and protecting and teaching and punishing. So Radharani, these are the qualities of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba and Vatsalya Bhav, or any mother or father. They will nourish and feed their children, and they will punish them, and they will teach them. And so Radharani, the parents nourish their child by feeding them. And no one can feed Radharani better than Krishna. I cited that yesterday by citing from the Govinda Lila Amrita and Pratak Lila. Because when Radharani comes to cook Krishna's breakfast, then she cooks so many things. Then Rohini and Yashoda, they go into the kitchen and they say, oh, who has made all these things, Rohini? Oh, Radharani. Oh, what are these things? So all the qualities, as this verse is saying, Ateva Madhura Raser Haya Panchagun. So as we were saying yesterday, without seeing this Bengali verse, all the qualities of all the five rasas are combined in Madhurya Ras. So Radharani, take Radharani. She's the greatest lover of Krishna. It's teachings of Lord Chaitanya here to Rupa are about Madhurya Ras, the love of Krishna for his queens of Dwarka, or the love of Narayan for Lakshmi Devi. But here the focus is on the gopis. Madhura Rase, Krishna Nishta, Sevati Shai. And the new verse we're talking about, Kanta Bhave Nijanga, Diya Karina Sevan. So for the seva of Krishna, the queens of Dwarka or the gopis of Vrindavan, they offer Nija Anga, means Nija, my own Anga, I offer my body. This is the meaning of amorous love or conjugal love in Dwarka, which means married, or amorous love, which means Parakiya Bhav. And as I mentioned yesterday about the Panchagun, it's here, right here. Lord Chaitanya himself is saying, Ateva, he's saying, certainly, for sure, Madhura Rasera Haya Panchagun. In the Madhurya Ras of Krishna with the gopis or with the queens, all the five qualities, Panchagun, very easy, we know this, the five qualities of the other rasas are all mixed in there. And I gave yesterday the example of Mother Yashoda. She's a mother, and mothers nourish and feed the children. They protect them. They punish them. They teach them. And Radharani does all these things for Krishna. She protects Krishna from Chandravali. And she's worried about him, and she feeds him, and she punishes him, and she teaches him also. She's teaching him. She's trying to teach Krishna about what is the nature of Mahabhav, and what is the nature of my heart, but he's not learning the lesson. Krishna didn't learn the lesson, so I have to repeat the course. So then he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu to try to understand and learn more about Radharani's love. Although he was living with Radharani, and he was with Radharani all the day and night, and she was teaching. How do you teach? The Acharya teaches by his words and his example, his behavior, his conduct, his movements. Everything is a teaching. And Gita, Arjuna is asking that question to Krishna. How does the transcendentalist, what is his mentality? What does the spiritualist think? And what is his mentality? And how does he behave himself and conduct himself and sit and move? So we have the prime example right before our eyes, or we knew personally, or we saw personally, or we see in movies and films of Srila Prabhupada as being the ideal pure devotee, Vaikuntha man, and his behavior was perfect, and his speech was perfect, and all his actions were perfect. So Lord Chaitanya goes on. So I read this. So next verse is, this is in Madhya Lila chapter 19, Lord Chaitanya teaching Rupa Goswami. He says in text 234, E mata madure sabha bhava samahar ate eva ashwat adikye kare chamatkar. Previous verses, Lord Chaitanya is telling Rupa Goswami that in Madhurya Ras, Panchagun, all the five qualities are found there. Now he's elaborating on this. In the Madhurya Sabha Bhava, he says, E mata means in this way, or in this, by this consideration, because mata means mati. Mati means intelligence, thinking, conceptions, or way. So he's saying, E mata, in this way, madure sabha bhava samahar. So all the bhavas, sab means all the bhavas, all the feelings, all the moods of love and sentiments that are found in the other five rasas of Braj are all there in Radharani and the gopis. So now you can see, this is very nice. Almost these verses are proof of the fact that Krishna has finally understood Kanta Bhav. Because you know there's three reasons why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they're to understand Radharani's love, because he didn't understand, as I said, but when he came as Mahaprabhu and he was associating, learning from Ramananda Roy and from Surab Damodar, and then he was from Gadadhar Pandit, then he could understand. And therefore, later, because that was earlier on in his Leela, therefore in the end of Madhya Leela, then he can actually teach these things to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So here, we're finding the fruit. Like someone might say, I went to college and I studied medicine. Okay, tell me, what did you learn? Oh, I don't remember anything. So what is the fruit of our studies? We're studying this bhakti tattva for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And what is the fruit of that study? What do we know? What have we realized? So that will be seen or measured in when we speak. So now Lord Chaitanya is speaking all about Radharani. He's speaking about Radharani's bhav. And as I mentioned earlier, in order to, when we're defining something, one way to understand the nature of that object or that nature of that person is to use the principles of comparing and contrasting. You compare the object. Well, there's a bird called an ostrich. You know, it must be knowing. Acha, well, is it like a turkey? No, it's not like a turkey. So you compare, it's a bird. Oh, a turkey's a bird. Yeah, it's a bird. It's in the category of birds. But so there's a contrast, there's a difference. What are the similarities? What are the differences? What are the unique characteristics? It's a way of understanding. So here we can compare, you know, Krishna's understanding of Radharani, and now he's comparing and contrasting here the Madhurya Ras with the other rasas, because now he understands it clearly. He's graduated from the school of Prema. Lord Chaitanya has graduated from the school of Mahabhav, and the school is in the Gambira, and was also in Tota Gopinath, an appropriate place. Two of very appropriate places to learn about the Mahabhav of Radharani. Learn about Radharani's Mahabhav at the lotus feet of Gopinath. Gopinath lives in Tota Gopinath, and that means Tota Gopinath lives in the Bagicha, Tota, which is Brajadam, Vrindavan. And the other places in Gambira, in the total secrecy. Gambira, what does Gambira represent? It represents Nibrita Nikunj. Nibrita Nikunj. There's Nikunj, and there's Nibrita Nikunj. It's described in Shastras and Rasa Shastras. So Nikunj is where Radha and Krishna meet privately for their intimacies, amorous intimacies and romantic exchanges. And there's some four trees and bushes and shrubs in between, like flowering plants that can be Mogra and Juhi, and they're trained to climb like creepers. You put strings between the trees and then they'll climb up and they'll make beautiful walls. There's four Kanumba trees in four corners, like a square. And then these creepers are between them, and then in the middle of the two trees there's a door, a bamboo door, and there's some arrangements so that door can open up. And that the basis infrastructure of that door, Nikunja Dwara, it's called Nikunja Dwara, which means door to Nikunja. It's just bamboo because it's easy to make. And then it's all covered with flowers, and they make a little window, a flower window in it, and it's very beautiful. Then between these four trees are walls, and sometimes it's described that there's sticker bushes and sticker bushes and all the rose bushes and stuff, which is nice, to keep out anybody like Jatila. But what the kunjas that we see are different, and I've also read about others. So ours is a pushpa kunja, like we have Pushpodyan. There's a place in Navadvip, in the house, in the garden, the very vast garden of Shivas Thakur, the Panchatattva. It's called Pushpodyan. And Udyan in Bengali means garden, and Pushpa means flowers. And so that's part of the Yogapit. Yogapit is flower surrounded by different flower orchards and fruit orchards and trees and many beautiful things. So then Pushpodyan is like that, full of flowers. So this Nikunja has walls of flowers, and there Radha and Krishna meet. So that's the ordinary kunja. And they're found all along the banks of the Yamuna and other places. But Nibrita Nikunj, Nibrita, the word Nibrita means very secret, very private. No one can find, no one can stumble upon. It's very deep in the forest, far away from the banks of the Yamuna, is Nibrita Nikunj. That secret place that no one can find, that equals Gambira, the Nibrita Kunj. The Gambira in Puri Lila in the house of Kashi Mishra, the historians and the people that know the situation of Puri, it's not a room on the ground floor, it's actually a cave, and it was under the ground in the house of Akashi Mishra, but it became a little difficult for thousands and thousands of Bengali yatris and people to go and see. We go on a yatra with 200 people around Braj Mandal, or 1,000. It's got to that level now. But we see since 50, 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, there are many people doing Braj Yatra. The Vallabha Sampradaya does Braj Yatra. And when they go, there's a minimum of 8,000 or 9,000 people. 8,000 or 9,000 people. I joined that yatra in 1987 to understand some things about that. In 1988, I went on the first Braj Yatra with Lokanath Swami, and we all stayed together out there in the jungle. So we saw how they're operating, how they're organizing. Amazing. And the tents and beds and everything, and doctors and two or three doctor tents and stage, and they have Ras Lila performance every night. Oh, amazing. And Nimbark Sampradaya. So these type of people, these type of yatris come from from Navadvip, 1,000, 2,000, they walk or take the train and they go to Puri. So 3,000 people going in that, going down. You imagine you go to Unchagaon, in Barsana, there's a small village called Unchagaon, which is where maybe Lalita Sakhi lives in Unchagaon, I believe. And there is a Bhajan Kutir of Narayan Bhatta Goswami. And Narayan Bhatta Goswami, we say, I don't know what they say, but we say he was initiated in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, then he went to some other Sampradaya, Nimbark or whatever. He's a famous devotee, very famous, great devotee. So his Bhajan Kutir is there, and it's a very narrow, narrow stairs, and it's 20 feet below the ground, and it's a little difficult for 3,000 people to go. So therefore, they moved it on the first floor for convenience and made it look like a prison or something like that. Little windows. So that's Nibrita. That's a very secret, confidential place. And there, Krishna, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is studying. He's studying about the Mahabhav from the two teachers, Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar, who lead the Vishakha. So here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has learned the lessons of Mahabhava, and he's learned about Radharani's love. Therefore, now in Dashashwamedha Ghat in Lalabad, much later, this Madhya Leela chapter 19, he's able to instruct Rupa Goswami about all the nuances and characteristics and qualities of Madhurya Ras. So he says, Panchagun, all the five qualities of the other rasas are in the Kantabhav or the Madhurya Ras. So he says, this is translation to 234. I'll read it again in case you lost the train of where we are. Madhya Leela chapter 19, verse 234. E Mata Madhurye Sabha Bhava Samahar Ateva Ashwad Adik Kare Chamatkar. That the taste, Ashwad, Ashwadana, the taste is Adik, it's excessive. Adik, Adik Mas, extra, excessive, superlative, Kare. It's superlative and a special characteristic of the experience of Madhurya Ras of the gopis of Krishna and Braj is chamatkar. It says chamatkar. And chamatkar is a very essential quality of Ras itself. Even in Sakhi Ras or Vatsali Ras, there's a quality of chamatkar, which means astonishment. Ras must have the quality of chamatkar, which means astonishment. Example, Vatsali Ras, Gokul, Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, your Lala is eating clay at Brahmandagat. He's not eating your rasgullas and your rubbery and all these burfi. He's eating, I packed all those things. Radharani cooked some nice sweets, some Ganga Jal laddus and some Piyusha Granti and Amrit Keli and beautiful sweets that Radharani made and we sent out to Krishna. He's not eating those? He's not eating Rohini's sweets or my sweets or even Radharani's sweets. No, Janani. No, he's eating clay. Clay? Mitti? Mitti Kaladu? The Gopa said he's eating Mitti Kaladu. Mitti means a clay. He's eating a ladu made of clay. Huh? Dekio. Deke. So she came. Hey, Lala, open up your mouth. He opens up his mouth, and what does she see? She doesn't see clay ladus. She doesn't see burfi. She sees the universe. Viratarup darshan. Oh, I must have a headache. What am I seeing? You know, this is some devata illusion. It's called Deva Maya in the Tika says, or maybe in the verse. It says, am I seeing Deva Maya? Is this some illusion created by the devatas? What's happening here? So she was chamatkar. So Vatsalya Bhav, Madhurya Ras, she was astonished. This is the quality of Ras. Madhurya Ras, Sakhi Ras, must have this, must be astonished. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's explaining, Ashwat Adik and Chamatkar. It's unbelievable taste. The taste, the bliss, the joy of Madhurya Ras that Krishna experiences with the gopis, especially and uniquely with Radharani, cannot be compared to the other five rasas. And it's not only that, it has also, of course, the quality of chamatkara. E mata madhurya sava bhava samahar. It has it's the amalgamation. Not only Not only the five gunas of all the, not only the five gunas are there, because previously he said panchagun, the qualities, but then the bhavas, the panchagun and the bhava samahara. Samahara means all the bhavas that are found in the Madhurya Bhav and the Vatsalya Bhav and the Sakya Bhav and Dasya Bhav, they're all been taken. They all been hara means they all been taken. Some of what does it say? It says Bhav Samahara. Bhav means equal. All those bhavas have been taken out of those bhavas and they've been put into this Madhurya Ras. It's so beautiful the way Lord Chaitanya is explaining it. Emata Madhurya Sabha. Sabha Bhav Samahara. Ateva. And not only that, not only all the bhavas are there, all the gunas are there, but what is the taste? Because ras, what does ras mean? Ras means taste. There's a certain taste within your mind. Your mind kind of melts. Your mind melts when you're actually experiencing ras. And it's not a rasana anubhav. It's not an experience of the tongue, which means rasana. And anubhav means experience. It's not a rasana anubhav, but it's a mental, it's the chitta. It's the chitta. The chitta means the mind, and it means the heart. The chitta, the mind melts with a sense of astonishment, and the heart becomes very sweet and becomes very soft. And this is the experience of ras. And then that's taste. It's a taste. You can say a mental taste or a consciousness taste or a heart taste. And and he says it's adik, it's excessive. It's overwhelming. And of course it's also astonishing, which this is the very definition of rasa. Ateva ashwad adik kare chamatkar. So the translation says that this is our translation we've done. Not only all the five gunas are there, which we heard in the previous verse, but also all the bhavas, the loving moods of the five rasas are combined to produce an excessive taste, which is present in Madhurya Ras Aswadan, which results in the sweetest experience of divine rapture and wonder. The sweetest experience of divine rapture and wonder. Can you translate that into Russian? The sweetest experience of divine rapture and wonder. Good luck. You know, because you know English. But that's the definition of ras. Divine, the sweetest experience of... That's why it's called madhu. Madhu means honey, man. You know about honey. You grew up with it. You live with it. So honey, the honey man. So this is honey. This is sweet. We say our honey pie or sweetheart, but there's nothing more sweet than Madhurya ras. Vatsalya means affection, and Sakya means friendship, and Dasya means servitude. But what is this? This is honey, man. This is the sweetness we're looking for. Most people say, "Look, I'm not interested in that. I want, you know what, honey? I want money. Money is the honey. Paisa is the madhu. Paisa is the shahad." Right? So this is people want that. Shahad means honey in Hindi. Paisas are shahad. But we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, as I said, and I'll repeat it again because I'd love to repeat this. Are we worshiping God? No. Are we worshiping Krishna? No. Many people worship God. The Vaishnavas, they worship Krishna in various forms as Vishnu, Rama, Krishna. And Gaudiyas, you don't worship God? No. I thought you were Krishna Bhaktas, Radha Krishna Yuga Upasakas. Aren't you Radha Krishna Yuga Upasakas? Aren't you worshiping Radha Krishna together? No. Hare, you aparadi, you ninda. No. We worship the sweetness. We worship the sweetness in Radha Krishna. What is that sweetness? Madhurya Ras. We are Madhurya Ras Upasakas. We want Rasa Swadna. Lord Chaitanya says, he establishes that we're rasikas in the very first verse of the Shikshastakam. He says, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavakti Nirvapanam, Shreya Kaiva Vichandrika, Vidyavada Jivanam. Then, Anandam Budivardhanam, Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadhanam. Pratipadam Pratipadam. Prati means every, step by step, step by step. Pratipadam. Padam means step. Ashwaranam. Sarvatma snapanam. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So we're Radha Krishna Madhurya Ashwaranam. Nama, what is Nama Ashwaranam? Relishing the name means relishing the Nam Rup Gun Leela of Radha and Krishna. Relishing what? The sweetness? Madhurya. So back to square one. We are worshippers. We are Radha Krishna Madhurya Ashwaran Upasakas. We are worshippers of the taste or the sweetness in Radharani's heart. And that's what Gopi Bhav means. We're Bhav Tadatmika, to be a Gopika. And following in Ragmarg means you're Bhav Tadatmika. With Bhav. What is the Bhav? The Bhav is Madhurya Bhav. What is Madhurya Bhav? It's the sweetness of Radharani's heart. That's what we're worshipping. That's what we're nourishing. The Sakis are Poshna. They're nourishing the sweetness of Radharani. And how does Radharani become most sweet? When she's with Govinda. It's nice, huh? So this is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. E mata madhurye sabha bhava samahar ateva ashwad arikye kare chamatkar. Now the next verse is 236. Bhavite bhavite Krishna spuraye antaraye Krishna kripai agyapai rasa sindupade. Bhavite bhavite Krishna spuraye antare Krishna kripai agyapai rasa sindu pare. Continue the translation. Continually meditating upon Krishna, then by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna will manifest in the heart, even if we're ignorant. This is our translation, and we'll read the translation here in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. When one thinks of Krishna constantly, love for Krishna manifests within the heart. Even though one may be ignorant, one can reach the far shore of the ocean of transcendental love by Krishna's mercy. Basically the same as what I said. This is very important, crucial verse because it's about Manjri Bhava Upasana and all these things. This is it. This is it. This is our hope. This is our Ashbanda. Ashbanda. So this verse gives so much hope and so much encouragement to who? To all the agyas. Agya means gyan, means knowledge, and agya means without. It means the stupid ones, the foolish ones, the ignorant ones. Kalo shudra sambhava. Janmana jayate shudra. Janmana jayate shudra. That everyone that takes birth in the Kali Yuga me, janma jayate shudra. This is Mahabharata. It means everyone born in Kali Yuga is basically stupid, or they have the qualities and behavior, even though they're born in various varnas, good varnas or good positions like Kshatriya, Brahman, Vaishya, etc. But basically because the prabhav of Kali Yuga is so powerful and all-pervasive, even they take on the nature of Shudras, Janmana Jayate Shudra. And you see, practically speaking, because the born Brahmins, they're not supposed to drink whiskey and do all kinds of nonsense that they do. And you open your eyes and look around, and we have eyes, we can see so many nonsense things going on. And that's okay. If they were in a Shudra Varna, then they can get away with intoxication and being a little crazy in their behavior and whatnot. But when you have the Sobhagya and the good fortune of taking birth in a Brahmin family due to Purva Sanskaras, and you act like that, then big reaction, which proves the point of the Mahabharata, Janmana Jayate Shudra. You follow? So this is this verse gives us great hope because it says, and again, we're reminded of the principle of meditation in Ragmarg, because I said this verse, we're discussing how this verse from Madhya Lila chapter 19 is very anukulya or favorable for the understanding. The understanding of the practice of Raghunuga Bhakti. Lord Chaitanya is teaching Rupa Goswami and Dashashwamedha Ghat, and this is Madhya Lila chapter 19, verse 236. In this series of verses, Lord Chaitanya is describing the Madhurya Ras and the Kanta Ras, which we're discussing in this chapter 30 of the 10th canto. all about the love of the gopis and their searching for Krishna. Now they discovered his footprints and they discovered Radharani's footprints. Now the whole focus of the discussion of all the gopis is, oh, who is this other gopi that's with Krishna? Whose footprints are these? And for 8 verses in the 10th canto from chapter 30 from verse 30 to 38, all the discussions of the gopis are about a special gopi. There's a Vishesh gopi, a very special gopi who is with Krishna, not us. And when Lalita's speaking some of those verses, she's cheering and glorifying Radharani's fortune and good fortune over all of us, including Chandravali and the anti-party, Padma and Shaiva, who are the rivals of Radharani. And then next verse, or even half the second half of the same verse, then Chandravali says, oh yeah, but that gopi, that special gopi that's with Krishna, no one's saying her name. Everyone knows who they're talking about, but no one's saying the name. The acharyas will reveal, of course, that it's Radharani is that special one. But when Chandravali speaks, she says, yes, Lalita, you're glorifying that special gopi, whoever that is, that special gopi. But actually, she's just lusty, and Krishna's just lusty, and they're just lusty lovers, and she has no real love like I do, said Chandravali. So therefore, the subject of chapter 30 and verse 30 through 38 is the focus of everybody is on Radharani. Some are speaking favorably and some are speaking unfavorably. The verse is all about smaran. Smaran means meditation. Shravanam kirtanam smaranam. So Raganuga Bhakti is not all about running all around here and there and engaging all our senses and doing many things. It's about engaging the primary chief sense, which is the mind. We engage all of our working senses. We engage all of our working senses very enthusiastically. We engage our working senses means our hands and our feet and our stomach and legs and all these things. We engage them very furiously and very passionately in the service of Krishna when we're young and passionate, so that we can purify our mind. And our mind will only become purified while we're running around doing all these passionate things in Krishna's service with our working senses. Why we're doing all those activities externally, our mind is always thinking, I'm doing this for Krishna, I'm doing this to please the Guru, I'm doing this to please Krishna, and I'm running around crazy, but I'm chanting Hare Krishna all the time in my mind, and I'm trying to remember Krishna's pastimes or remember him everywhere and not get spaced out or, you know, attracted to any objects or things in the world as I move around and serve Guru and Krishna. This is called a progressive, sincere, and fortunate devotee who already has a fairly purified mind. But if we run around for 20 years and don't engage the mind, it may take another 20 lifetimes, because we must come to the point where chaito dharpana marjanam. Chitta means mind, means atma, means the very self, the jiva himself. He's made of chit shakti. We are chit shakti. So that's why Lord Chaitanya says chaito dharpana marjanam. So engage the working senses and sew outfits and make garlands and clean the temple and carry the boxes and sell the books and worship the deities and put them to sleep and do everything, cook the cakes and cook the Russian cakes and sell them, do everything. But at the same time, chant Hare Krishna. That's what Lord Chaitanya is saying. The background should be, you know, it's not good enough to plug in a box in the wall, plug in a box, a japa box in the wall, and someone else is chanting. Namely, Srila Prabhupada. That's also very good, by the way. It's very nice and very good to purify. But it has to come inside here. It has to be voluntary. We must be, our brain cells must be moving and chanting, not just, it becomes background music. It's very Hare Krishna. It's very good. It's purifying the ethers and everything. And the Akash, everything's becoming good by that. Don't misunderstand. So that's why Krishna's speaking. You want success in life? Control the mind. Oh, you know, it's a little difficult. Chanchalahi mana Krishna, pramati balavadridam. So Arjuna is saying, yeah, I know. You're telling me control the mind, but you're just saying control the mind. The mind is the point of liberation or bondage. But, you know, is there any way to do that? Oh, well, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, mamanushamara yujyacha. Always think of me. Tasmat sarveshu Kaleshu, always think of me and do your work, do your seva. Oh, yeah, that's easy. Okay, do. Oh, now, wait a minute. even I'm doing my work and I'm shooting my arrows and I'm killing the soldiers and I'm standing for Dharma, but my mind is like crazy. It's a monkey, Chanchala. It's here or there, and it's very powerful. Chanchala Mahimana Krishna Pramati Balavat Dridam. It's very obstinate, Dridam. My mind is very obstinate and very determined. And not only that, it's Chanchala. It jumps here and there. Chanchala means here today, gone tomorrow. And then it's Pramati. Pramati means it's Prakrishtarena Mada. Prakrishtarena Mada means, Pramati means it's crazy. The word Pramati means I'm a little crazy, you know. Crazy type. I'm doing really good and all of a sudden these crazy, terrible thoughts come to my head. You know, violent or, you know, any kind of crazy thought. That's crazy thought. So Arjuna is telling that himself 5,000 years ago and he's in the juncture of Kali Yuga and Dwapara Yuga. What about us? We're the beautiful flower children of Kali. Something different. So this is the problem. So so Krishna 5,000 years ago is emphasizing Smaran, control the mind. Eighth chapter of Gita, verse 6. He says that all throughout the Gita, Krishna is talking about thinking, meditating, remembering. He's not talking about there's Paricharya Seva and there's Manasik Seva. Paricharya Seva and Manasik. Paricharya Seva means with the Karmendriya. You serve the Guru and Krishna with the working senses, the hands. My legs run around the parking lots and I sell the books and my hands sew the outfits and my hands make the garlands. My hands roll the dough and make the rotis. My hands and legs and feet are very active. But he's saying that that's Paricharya. Paricharya Seva and Manasik Seva. Manasik Seva was the mind. The mind, as it, everywhere, every yoga system, the whole idea of asans. They do asans. Asans means running around the parking lot, cooking the Russian cakes, cleaning the temple, loading the sankirtan van, dressing the deities. This is called asan, engaging the body. So it's yama niyam, four regular principles, or yama niyama. Okay? And asanas means, okay, we know what yoga asanas are, halasan and shirasan and matsyasan and so many asanas. So we do asanas so we can learn how to breathe, control our breath, pranayama. And then what's the goal of pranayama? Well, when you're trying to do pranayama and you're trying, pranayama, the goal is to control the mind. So the next thing, after you can sit straight, and breathe and control your breathing and slow down your passionate breath, or our passionate breath, then you do pratyahara, because you see when you sit down and now you try to meditate once your body is under control. So our meditation, we run around like monkeys. We run around like monkeys. That's our asanas. And do all kinds of seva, paricharya seva. But we control our mind because we're either listening to tapes with an earplug coming up our shirt when we're on sankirtan, which I did every day for seven years. Change the cassettes, change the batteries and cassettes, or we're chanting Hare Krishna, Manasik Japa, or even Upamshu, whispering Hare Krishna, sir, excuse me, sir, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, roll this to Hare Krishna. Or you're listening to a lecture and you're really raptly listening to it. So this is the Manasik. So we're remembering is a keynote in 8:6. Yam yam vapi sran bhavam. Tam tam bhavita. Bhavita, this verse in chapter 19, 236. Bhavite, bhavite. Bhavite, bhavite, Krishna spore. Bhavite, bhavite, Krishna spore, antare. Antare, in your heart, antare, in your heart, in your mind. Antare means inside. Bitar, antare. Under, we say under, bitar. So then it says, spureye, spureye is vision, experience, anubhava of Krishna in the mind and heart. How so? How will that come? Bhavite, bhavite. By, in this way, strictly our thoughts, our bhavana. Bhavana means our thinking. So bhavite, bhavite. This is Madhulila, chapter 19, verse 236. And then we have 8th chapter of Gita, verse 6. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyachit yanti. So the last line, sada tad bhava bhavita. Sada tad bhavit bhavita. Sada, always, at all times, tad bhavita. That bhav, that mood, that stairati, that feeling, that person, that you're always tad bhava, that bhavita, bhaviti, that you're always thinking of, that's what you'll attain in your next life. So if you're a little tiny insect and you're stuck in somebody's house, nest, by a big hornet or a big insect, and you're just looking at him, thinking of him all the time, then when you die with that picture in your mind, you die, you're full of fear. So due to your fear and your absorption in the rupam, your absorption in the form of your predator or your killer, then the next life, because that occupies all your thoughts and all your heart and everything to such an extent that when you leave that little bug's body, the next life you become a big bug. That's in the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, and the same principle is discussed in Uddhava Gita in the 11th canto. So what you meditate on is what you become. First, so we're meditating on Krishna, Krishna Dhyan, Charan Dhyan, Charanachina Dhyan, Rup Dhyan, Rup Dhyan. We're meditating on Radharani, so we'll become like them. We'll get Siddhadeya, we'll get a spiritual body. We won't become Krishna Radharani because there's only one of those, one of them. But we'll become Krishna Das and Radharani Dasi in our Siddhadeya, Siddha Sarup, as Rupa Goswami says. So we have to do our part. So the first line of this verse, Madhya Lila chapter 19, is our part. You know, like love is two ways. You come halfway, I'll leave Nandagram, okay. And you leave Barsana. Where are we going to meet? We're going to meet in Sanket. Where's Sanket? It's halfway, but we're going to meet you halfway. You ever hear that expression? I'll meet you halfway in English. So halfway between Barsana and Nandagram is Sanket Dham. Beautiful place. So even Radha and Krishna are going, I'll meet you halfway. I'll meet you halfway. So the first half of the verse is our half. Bhavite, bhavite. Always thinking and thinking of Krishna. Then spurat, spuraye antare. First you see Krishna antare, then you see Krishna bahire. Antare, bahire. Antare means first seeing Krishna in the heart. Slightly, for some time, or momentarily. That's called spurti. Then when you see Krishna for a long time in a very deep way, practically feeling like you can touch Krishna, practically feel that you think you're smelling Krishna or touch him, that's called vispurti. Excessive, vishesh spurti. Means a very extraordinary, special inner vision, inner experience. And then the final, when Krishna feels, okay, I'm going to really give it to you. I'm going to really give you the mercy. Then it's called sakshatkar. Sakshatkar. Sakshatkar means he gives the direct. Like I'm seeing you direct. I can close my eyes and think, oh, you're wearing a yellow shirt and white dhoti. And I can think what I saw. I can remember. That's something like spurti. But when Krishna gives that Prem Lochan or Kripa Lochan, it's Kripa City or Prem Lochan, then you open your eyes. And directly in front of your eyes and your face, you see Krishna with your eyes, you smell Krishna with your nose, you taste Krishna, automatically you taste. You don't have to lick him to taste him. If you're holding a ice cream cone in your hand, you can't taste it by holding it in your hand. You have to bring it here, right? You have to contact. There has to be sparsh, indriya sparsh. And rupam indriya sparsh. The form has to contact the indriya. So the tongue has to contact the form of the ice cream to experience, by that sparsh, that contact or touch, then you experience the rasa. But Krishna, if you just see Krishna directly, you'll taste Krishna. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti pashyanti panti kalyanti chiram jaganti. This verse is in Brahma Samhita, that Krishna sees with his eyes, he tastes with his eyes, he smells with his eyes. So that same interchange, that same interchangeability of the senses or indriya of the devotee is given by Krishna when he gives prema, bestows prema, and gives Prem Lochan, he gives that interchangeability of the senses to the Bhakta. So therefore, when he has darshan of Krishna, with it, he's just seeing Krishna with the eyes, but he can automatically taste Krishna with the tongue. It's called Rasa Swadna, Madhurya. Why do we say Krishna has Rupa Madhurya? You heard this term? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's four sweetnesses of Krishna. Rupa Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Vena Madhurya. Because if you just see Krishna, his form is sweet, which means Rasa Swadna. You'll taste the sweetness. We'll taste the sweetness of Krishna. And that sweetness will never leave our minds. If one sees Krishna or experiences Krishna in a spurti, or in, what to speak of Saksha Darshan, the prema will come. Spurti comes. Our Mahajans, Jiva Goswami, say spurti comes at the level of bhav. You know, you meet many people. I met many devotees in the last 10 years in India. Oh, I saw Krishna. Okay, very good. That's nice. And then, you know, then next month they divorce this wife and marry another wife. Really, you saw Krishna. Really had a lot of effect. Bhavate, bhavati. So here Lord Chaitanya is saying, meditate, meditate, meditate. So Raghunuga Bhakti is all about meditation. It's so much about meditation and smaran that what is it called? It's called monodharma. The dharma means the definition of the word dharma is the essential quality of a substance. The essential quality of a substance. So there's Sanatana Dharma, but the word dharma we translate as religion, but that's not quite accurate. So dharma means the essential quality of the substance. So what is the dharma of the atma? It's called atma dharma. And some people have a phrase, jiva dharma. That's also okay, jiva dharma. So atma dharma, what is the dharma of the atma? The dharma, the lakshana, the characteristic of the very nature of the jiva, the srup lakshana means srup. The actual lakshana, the characteristic or quality of my form as a jivatma is what? Jivara sorupaya krishnara nitya das. Anodas. Gopi bartu padakamalayor? Das. That is our characteristic. That's an inseparable, inherent characteristic of the jivatma. The monkey, the jiva is in a monkey's body, but the mother's serving the baby. She's protecting the baby. She'll protect the baby. She's feeding. She's caring for her. Oh, come on, it's time to go. She grabs the baby. Get on my back. We're going to go now. Okay, I want to play. Shut up. Get on my back. And she runs away. And she stops. Okay, and she jumps up. So everything is there. So this verse is, we're being reminded that we have to think. So it's called monodharma because the essential quality of Raghunuga Bhakti means to use the mind. Just like the essential quality of the jiva is dasatva. Dasatva means the nature to serve Krishna. And as Prabhupada repeatedly said, if you don't choose to serve Krishna, you'll have to serve somebody. And you can't get away by saying, I'm a billionaire and I live by myself and I don't serve anybody. Oh yes, Mr. Kaurapati, but you serve your body. No, I don't serve my body. You serve the call of nature. You know what the call of nature is? You know? I'm totally independent. I have millions of dollars. I do whatever. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody controls me. Oh, really? Okay. Well, you eat three times a day for 5 days, and I challenge you not to go to the toilet. I can't do that. Why? Because there's a force control. Oh, I have to, you know. So then you're not in control. You're not the supreme controller. You're not independent. Your nature is controlling you. So Prabhupada used these arguments, as you must be hearing a thousand times. So therefore, Raghunuga Bhakti is monodharma. The essential quality of Raghunuga Bhakti is the mind. Always think of Krishna. But specifically, we're meditating on our Siddha Sarup, our given Siddha Sarup, awarded by Guru, which is by the mercy of Krishna, or through spurti, or through dream, or desire. You have desire, you sit down on paper and draw your own, whatever. And Krishna will reciprocate with you. That's mentioned in the Krishna Karanamrita, in the commentary in verse 2, by Krishna's Kaviraj, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is commenting on Bilva Mangala's Thakur's classic book, Krishna Karnamrita, in verse number 2. And he's saying, actually, whatever the Sanskrit word in his commentary there is called Saranga Rangada Tika, Saranga Rangada Tika by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami on the Krishna Karnamrita. So in verse number 2, he's saying, the verse itself in Krishna Karnamrita says, even before one attains the platform of bhava, because in bhava it's practically prema, and bhava, in the platform of bhava, by the mercy of Krishna, one will see his siddha sarup at the level of bhava bhakti. This shloka number 2, he says, even if one has not attained the level of bhava, still one can think of his siddha deya, siddha sarup. A paryakalpya, the word that Jaiho Paramatma Ki Jai. The word is parikalpya. Parikalpya, the word parikalpya in Sanskrit means to manufacture, to build, to design, to create. Because I discussed this verse with my teacher and this tika, so I'm sharing this. Because I brought up this point. I said some devotees they don't come in this line of Siddha Pranali Diksha and Ekadas Bhav, which is the right way to say it, Ekadas Bhav. But they're very interested in worshipping Radha and Krishna, so much so that they see themselves, I am a mantri of Radharani, I am a dasi of Radharani. So I said, is this acceptable, or is this, they have to come, is there only one door to go, you can only go through one doorway? And my teacher was explaining, he said, no, there's many ways to get to the same point, and that's quite the truth. So then we discussed this verse, and it was revealed to me these points. So there's a very encouraging, because yeyatam amvarpadyante, Krishna's telling about Gita, yeyatam amvarpadyante, tamsatayva bhajamiham, mama vartmanavartante, manasha partha sarvasha, everybody's following my path, and everybody will come to me. But the paths, there's so many paths, but they end up with Krishna. And what is the path based on? The path is based on six forms of Sharanagati. There's six forms of Sharanagati. Anukalyasya Sankalpa, Anukalyasya Sankalpa, Pratikalya Savarjanam, Gopchitve Varanantata, Karpanye Atmaniksheep Nivedana, Sadguna Sharanagati. So six forms of surrender. So Sharanagati, Krishna is telling this in the fourth chapter of Gita, verse 11. Yeyatam mam prapadyante. As you surrender unto me, I reciprocate. Oh Krishna, this is the gift of Lord Chaitanya, this Gopi Bhav, this Manjari Bhav, but somehow in a position where this is not really being, Krishna, you're not arranging to give this to me through my Gurudev, but I want all these things. I want to be with all this, and with Radha and Krishna in this mood, and that is the meaning of rag. The meaning of rag, rag is your inner attraction, which is yours. It's yours alone. I mean, no one can tell you, oh, this is wrong. This is wrong, your attachment. If your attachment to Radha and Krishna, if it finds its support and truth in the Shastras, then it's correct. Rag is individual. It's individual. It may come to one by the mercy of devotee or the mercy of Krishna. Somehow this rag comes. We don't know how it comes. It's very hard to trace out this guda sanskara, which is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Guda means secret. This secret samskara. Samskara means inclination or tendency or attraction. And Jiva Goswami Pad, when he's commenting on this attraction, he says kinchit anubhav. This is his tika on the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He says, kinsha anubhav. If one had, when he's saying the eligibility, what is the symptom of greed? What is the symptom that I have divine greed to worship Radha and Krishna? The symptom that I have interest to worship Radha and Krishna and Rag Marg. He says, Shiva Goswami Pada in his tika in Sanskrit, he says, kinshit anubhav. Kinshit anubhav. Kinshit, like we say, niskinshin. Niskinshin sadhu. So, kincha means small amount. And anubhav means experience or interest. You have a small desire. Somehow this awakens, This appears, manifests, awakens, comes inside of you. I like this. I'm attracted to this. I'm interested in this. Oh, no, no, no. You can't read that. Don't read that. That's Sahaja Elizabeth. And then people get scared because, you know, they're threatened and different ways and different languages and different all kinds of jargon is used. But this came at me. Oh, be quiet. You're bogus, you know. You're only 1 year in the movement. Okay, 1 year in the movement. Oh, that's fine. But how many lifetimes have I already been in the movement? The movement means the progress towards Krishna. It's a Krishna consciousness movement. It means you hope you're moving. I hope you're moving. I hope you're not just sitting like a rock. You know, you should be, you know, you get too much moss that way, you know, you get a little rusty. You know, you got to keep the wheels moving. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching. This is what the Goswamis are teaching. Kinchit Anubhav. And that's in Banaswami's, also in his book, in English translation. And it's clear in the Sanskrit. Slight. It don't have to be, you have to have, and sometimes we see people describe, oh, if you have excessive, if you're obsessed by Radha and Krishna and to worship, then you're qualified to begin Raghunuga Bhakti. But in Raghavart Manchandrika and other places, it says, and Jiva Goswami himself is saying, you can begin Raghunuga Bhakti at the platform of Anartha Nivritti. You just begin. You just meet the guru and you just take diksha and you start practicing Raghunuga Bhakti. Like that. Like that. It doesn't take 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. I mean, we can practice for 20 years sadhana bhakti and never come to rag. Because in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, part 1, chapter 2, verse 309, it says Bhagavan Karunya says, this is the last verse in the discussion of Raghunuga Bhakti. Rupa Goswami says, Bhagavan Karunya va Bhakta Karunya. He says that this rag, this interest in rag, it only comes by the compassion of Krishna or the devotee. Bhagavan Karunya va Bhakta Karunya. It's very simple. By the compassion or mercy. So either last life is called Prakatana Kripa or Adonika Kripa. Prakatana Kripa means a prior life. You met some Raghunuga Bhakta or Krishna favored you and you got this interest in Rag Bhakti. That's Prakatana or Adonika. Adonika, the word Adonika means new, fresh, now. In this life, you hear from Raghunuga Bhaktas or you meet them or Krishna just gives that. So I don't know. I'm just doing my service and I'm serving here in New York City. I've never been to Vrindavan, but gee, I'm really attracted to the gopis. And that's Krishna Kripa? How? We don't know. But it comes. The devotees practicing sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana, are thousands and millions and many. And some get the Kripa. How? We don't know. So if that Kripa has come, even a slight interest, and then as it goes more and more, visit Vrindavan, visit Radhakund, hear saints and do seva, nice, good seva, then we make, you have to serve Radharani, you have to have a Siddhadeya. It's all over Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It's called Siddha Sarup. Well, what about me? What's my Siddha Sarup? Well, I don't know. But I like this, and I want to be like that. So what you want to be like is what you'll be like. And what you're always meditating on, what is your smara? And I'm always thinking of this, and I'm always desiring this. Well, did your guru give you that? I don't know. My guru is busy with his other work. I didn't get it from my guru. I just Krishna gave me. So this is called parikalpya. It's parikalpya and Krishna Bhavanam, what did I say? What's it called? Krishna Karanamrita, verse number 2 in a commentary, in the Sanskrit commentary. So you design it yourself because we're not at the level of Bhav and Krishna will give it to you. This is very encouraging, and this is a fact. And everywhere it says, Bhavite, 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 Krishna Spurana Antare, Krishna Kripaya Agya Paya Rasa Sindhupare. So what a verse. Lord Chaitanya is teaching Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is teaching the same point in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjalini Lamani. You're stupid. Stupid means we don't know our Siddhadeya, but Bhavite, Bhavite. But I meditate and I think, over and over again, of this and of these leelas and of Radha and Krishna. And I'm there, I'm also there, and I'm fanning them, and I'm cooking, and I'm doing so many sevas. Then what's going to happen? Krishna Spuraye Antare. Krishna Kripaya, Paya Ras. If Krishna gives Kripa, Krishna Kripaya, Paya, the word pie, P-A-Y-A means, you know, it's not like apple pie. You know, that's also good. I'm from America, no? But this P-A-Y-A means receive, you'll get, it's given. Krishna Kripaya, Agyapai. Very nice, the Bengali. Krishna Kripaya, Krishna Kripaya, Krishna Kripaya, Agyapai. It's not a type of pie, Agyapai. Ignorant pie. We have humble pie. We have Dainya pie, and Kripa pie. I mean, it's a joke. Dainya pie. When you receive humility, you can eat the pie of humility. You know, we have humble pie, right? And he's eating the humble pie. Well, now he's eating the mercy pie. It's American type things. Maybe you'll have some contact also. So this Agyapai means you were ignorant. That's a fact. No one's going to contest that. But pie, P-A-Y, if we receive Krishna Kripa. What does Krishna Kripa mean? Krishna Kripa means Vaishnava Kripa. Krishna Kripa means Guru Kripa. Krishna Kripa means Nam Kripa. And these all are with us. These are with us. We have all these things. Vaishnav Seva, Jivadoya, Nam Ruchi. What is the source of this? What is the Shastric source? Can't trace it anywhere. It apparently, because I asked my Gurudev, and I've asked other teachers and Mahajans, and I've done some research, it's nowhere. And my teacher said, this phrase is basically arisen from the, what the term he said? He said, this is Sarovichara, this is Sarovakya. The term my teacher used, he said, this is Sarovakya, and this has, I said, how old is this? He said, this phrase is coming down in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition because the sadhus that were associating with the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and following his teachings, they all unanimously were speaking this Sarovakya, the words of the Gaudiya Vaishnava sadhus, that this is there's many essences, but this is kind of the essence of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which he himself exemplified and showed by his own life. Jivadoya. Jivadoya means showing compassion and mercy to the conditioned souls. Right? So Lord Chaitanya did that in a big way. Giving prem all over South India just by glancing at people. And by it's called Lochan Kripa. It's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, three ways to get bhava and prema. One is Lochan Dan. It's called Lochan Dan, Vachika Dan, and Sohardha Dan. Dan means a gift, to give. So you can give prema by Lochan. You can look at someone with the eyes of love. But in this case, the person's a premi bhakta, or he's God, he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's looking at everyone, and just by glancing at them, he's giving them love. This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you must be knowing. How different ways is Kripa City, of course. Kripa City. This is called Lochan. Lochan means eyes. Padma Lochan. Lochan Dan. And then the other one is Vachika. Vachika Dan, by my words. Like we meet all, oh, please give me Kripa. Oh, no, I'm nobody. But someday, some sadhu, because we meet so many sadhus, and everyone we say, please bless me with Krishna Prem, please give me Bhav. And they just say, I pray that Radharani will bless you. All they say, I pray that Krishna will bless you, or no, I can't bless you, I don't know, I'm this, that, you know. But anyway, so Vachikadan means by words. So whenever we meet a great saint, we say, please bless me with Prem. So he might say, I give my full blessings to you, that you attain Bhav and Krishna Prem. And you, right at that very moment, you may attain Bhav. If he's Siddha, and he has Bhav, that's what it means. Vachika, by his words. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, someone is an offender, and they, oh Lord Chaitanya, please bless me. I won't bless you for millions of years. You offended Srivast Thakur. You know, the story is there. So, and then there's so many things. So what is the other one? Sohardha Dan. Sohardha means riddhi, means heart. Just heartfelt blessings. So this is a way to get prema. So Krishna, Kripa, Krishna sees, oh, bhavati, bhavati, you're always thinking of me, you're always meditating on me, and I'm going, you're stupid, and you're unqualified, and you haven't, that's the word he was using yesterday. He said, na yogyata. I said, Baba, you should live in Radhakund. It's Pura Samay. Your whole time you should stay in Radhakund. No, may no yogyata. Yogyata means qualification. I don't have any qualification. I said, what kind of qualification? 3 lakhs a day and this is his dhanya. Whatever. But so that's just this great, the sign of the siddhas is there's so much humility, it just melts you to pieces. So this is the type of qualities the person has. So this, and what will happen if we receive Kripa Krishna's mercy by our constant endeavor and trying our best to serve and remember Krishna, bhavati, bhavati, and then we'll see, we'll get a spurti of Krishna, and then what will happen? Rasa Sindha Pare. We will, pare, as far as I know, the word par, like we say parkar, par means to cross. So rasa sindhu, we will cross an ocean of ras. Rasa sindhu pari. We will cross an ocean. We'll experience. We'll cross an ocean of ras. This is the promise. Krishna is saying, do your smaran every day. Do your smaran. Meditate on your sroop. Meditate on your seva in your sroop. Meditate on the leelas. Meditate on Radha Krishna's forms, and. Someday you'll get the mercy, you'll get a spurti, and then we'll actually experience an ocean of ras. Anandam buddhivardhanam prati, that same thing is there. The same teaching of Lord Chaitanya Shikshastaka is coming out in a different way here. Rasa Sindhu Pare and Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 19, verse 236, is the same as the first verse of the Shikshastaka spoken in chapter 19, also in chapter 19, but Antya Lila. Chapter 20, I believe, Antya Lila Shikshastaka is spoken. And there Lord Chaitanya says, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Ambuddhi means ocean, and Ananda means bliss. So the bliss that we experience is the bliss of Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras Aswadan. So what I spoke here, I guess I already summarized my particular note here from 2 months ago. Because what I was saying, actually this was a lead-in to the discussion I gave on this. Because there's a flow, we heard a flow that Lord Chaitanya is describing, Kantabhava or Madhurya Rasa of Krishna and the gopis and Radharani. He said that the five gunas are there, the five qualities of all the leelas and all the bhavas and feelings and emotions of all, the five qualities of all the rasas are there in Madhurya Ras, and all the bhavas and feelings and sentiments are also compressed and condensed in Madhurya Ras. And then I raised the question, how will you and I ever understand all these complex feelings and emotions of the Braja Gopis and their Madhurya Rati in their amorous relationship with Krishna? And then this is my lead-in. Lord Sri Chaitanya is comforting us and giving us assurance that even ignorant people like us and ignorant devotees like us, if we get the mercy of Krishna, then we'll realize everything and we'll see. And then we go into this verse, by continually meditating upon Krishna, bhavate, bhavate Krishna, and everything that goes with Krishna. We're meditating on Krishna. Well, which Krishna? Dwarka Krishna? Dwarka Krishna? Or there's Dwarka Leela's there, or Mathura Leela, or Braj Krishna. We're meditating on Braj Krishna. Sri Mangalalitam Sundaram, Shama Sundaram. The threefold bending form. Krishna's not standing in threefold bending form in Mathura. Krishna's not standing in threefold bending form in Dwarka. Only in Braj. Chibanga. Banki Bihari. Ayenge Bihari. Banki Bihari. So this is Bunky. Bunky means bent. He's bent. We say Bungi. Bungi is bent over to clean the streets. Bungi means a person who's walking around all the day bent over. So Tri Bungi. Tri Bungi Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindam Adipurusham. So Krishna's bent at the knees and the waist and the neck. Why is he bent? We have a phrase. You ever hear this phrase? oh, that person is really bent out of shape. Well, how so? Well, he met this girl, and she just, he's bent out of shape. So Krishna, the same thing happened to Krishna. When he was young, young boy, he walked straight, and he stood straight. But one day, he met this beautiful girl named Radharani. Then Krishna became bent out of shape forever. He became Tribhanga. Radharani, she has Tribhanga form, but it's very demure. Very demure and very slight. If you see Radharani and Krishna Balaram Mandir, she has also a threefold bending form. Of course, we usually don't see her in her divine form, but some pujaris, we personally have had the opportunity to bathe and dress, so we have some idea. But she's made in that Tribhangi form, and there's also a verse, which I've seen a few verses, where Radharani has the name Tribhangi. She's also bent. So where is she bent? She's not like Krishna, is too bent out of shape. But Radharani says, okay, very slight. You know, because she's Laja, she's shy. So Krishna's like really bent. He's like, what to speak of Bankim Rai. You go to Eka Chakra and you see Bankim Rai. Bankim Rai is Ananga Manjari's Thakur. Ananga Manjari is Nityananda. So Nityananda's place is Eka Chakra. So Nityananda, and somehow he discovered this deity of Bankim Rai, you know? Bankim means bent. Have you ever seen this deity in Eka Chakra? He is really bent out of shape. His neck is like, you know, he needs to see a chiropractor or something. His neck is like, wow, you know, it's like, and which direct leaning towards Radharani, like, wow, Radharani. You ever been Eka Chakra? Oh my God, I went a few times. Stayed 4 or 5 days, 3 days once. Unbelievable. That's really Bunky Bihari. So with Radharani, her right knee is bent slightly. So when you're standing straight and you bend your knee, automatically your hip is you know, bending at the knee and the hips. Radharani's head is a little bit. It depends on her mood. Some Radharani deities, they're leaning a little bit towards Krishna, but most Radharani deities are like, hey man, you know, like she's leaning away from him, like, and he's like, he's coming this way. Hey, come on. Take a good look at Radha and Krishna. This is what we mean by dhyan, bhavite, bhavite. Begin with the murti, and then have the internal murti. And it goes like this. So this is a very comforting verse for all of us. That's it for the class today. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.